With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Now, the government shutdown continuing after the Senate failed to pass a bill to extend funding for 7 weeks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a repeat performance of Tuesday night's votes, the Senate on Wednesday rejected measures aimed at temporarily funding the government to allow more time for negotiations. The next opportunity for a vote is Friday, when the Senate returns from a break for the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Both parties are blaming each other for the impasse, which has furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers and closed many government services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's praying that Democrats come to their senses. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
This could have been avoided. It's totally unavoidable. And everybody's now asking the question, how does this end? Well, it ends when the Senate Democrats pick this bill up, passed by the House of Representatives, and vote for it.
As uncertainty deepens amid the government shutdown, first in 7 years, the gold frenzy continues to climb to new heights. The going price for New York spot gold hit a record $3,858.45 per troy ounce, the standard for measuring precious metals. Gold sales can rise sharply when anxious investors seek safe havens for parking their money. In the Philippines, rescue teams still searching for the victims of a major earthquake. At least 72 people have died, and the toll likely to rise. In Indonesia, rescue teams racing against the clock in the search for survivors in that school collapse in East Java. Dozens of students still unaccounted for. 6 students confirmed dead. This is SRN News. Charlie Kirk's legacy lives on.
That's where the outgoing state superintendent of public instruction, Ryan Walters, has announced a partnership with Kirk's Turning Point USA. It will establish chapters of the conservative youth organization in every high school across the state. In so doing, Walters says, quote, Charlie Kirk inspired a generation to love America, to speak boldly, and to never shy away from debate. Our kids must get involved and active, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
Americans divided on the role religion should play in public schools. 34% say religion doesn't play enough of a role. 26% says it's about right. And 26% also says it plays too much of a role. Americans who say religion is very important to them are especially likely to say religion doesn't play enough of a role in school. This is SRN News. A new major partner taking a stake in a couple of crucial mining projects in Nevada.
The U.S. government will become a minority partner in Lithium Americas. The company is developing one of the world's largest lithium mines. Uncle Sam will also take a 5% stake in the Thacker Pass lithium mining project. That's a joint venture with GM. Both projects will help the U.S. reduce its dependence on foreign sources of lithium, a key material used to produce the high-tech batteries used in cell phones, EVs, and renewable energy. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Confusion surrounding internet connectivity in Afghanistan after some networks restored by early Wednesday. That followed an outage that began Monday. It was reported that a Taliban statement denied a deliberate blackout. More details at srnnews.com.